Falsche Verjagter. Rede über die Binnen Mischkan. And of course, the person that was prominent in the Binyan Mishkan was Bezalel. The Umrish of the Israel, Ruch Hashem, came to Sal Ben Uri Ben Hur Lamata Yehuda. And then it says how great he was. And then in the next page, it says that he had a counterpart. It was someone else with him. Vayikra Moshe al Bezal al Holiyah. Right? Baros, possibly Bahu, Ba'olya, Ben Achisamach, Mate Dar. So, you have to understand this idea that Bezalel had a partner. What was the significance of him having a partner? So, in the Medrash Tanchuma, he makes a very important point on page 3, the arrow on the left side. Amar Chanina ben Pazi, Ein lecha gadol mikol ha-shvatim mishevet Yehuda. Shevet Yehuda was the most prominent of all the shvatim. Ein lecha yorod min shevet Dan. And there was no shevet that was on a lower level, a lower class, than shevet Dan. Yehuda is malchus. Yehuda is the prime shevet. And Dan is from the Shvachim. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yovov Yizdavig Lo Kamo Tehei Rucho Gosta Shegodol V'Katn Shovin V'Hei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I want to teach a lesson. He says, Bezalel, he's from the prominent shevet. And he's getting a prominent position in building the Mishkan. And very often, what happens when people get prominent positions, and they especially if they start off as some Kashuva families, and they get prominent positions, so very often they become baligaita. That's a common occurrence. So Hashem says, I'm going to take the Bezalel, but I want him to be equated with Aliyah. The Aliyah comes from a Pashuta family. Not from the big shot families. He's from Don. And I want to show that these together are the leaders to show that Bezalel shouldn't think he's any greater than Aholiyah. Even though Bezalel is the top knocker from Shevet Yehuda, from the Malchus. But Don is just as good. Don is just as good. And we should equate Bezalel and Aholiyah. Bezalel from the was prominent shevet, Aholiyah from the least. And that's a big yisod in Sefer Moshe B'Torah. Shapira quotes various Makoros on this idea. That a person thinks, you know, a person always has to realize as much as he accomplishes, he's just a regular person. He accomplished, and it's good to have a sense of pride. But then when you become haughty about it, and you look down on people, and you think you're everything, and you treat people, you try to treat people in an improper manner, you try to manipulate them and do things to service to you, so that's a terrible measure. So Bezalel has to know that he's together with all of you. And by Moshe Rabbeinu. He quotes out of Rosh Hashanah. Moshe Rabbeinu was the other Hanaviim. No one was, and yet he was the greatest Anav. But look what it says on page 4. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe Rabbeinu, Sofik Elohim lefaro, Varo Nachichi Yen Neviecha. You will be Elohim lefaro, and Aaron will be your spokesman. So the Yalkut says on page 5, Dover Acher, Amalav Hanesh Baruch Hu, Lobishvil Shekarasi Lecha Elohim. I call you Elohim. I'm calling you like God, Elohim. That's a very praiseworthy title. So don't think the Erucha Gasa Lecha. Einata Eloka El Alpar. Well, all I mean to see when you're Elohim is that you're going to rule over Parah. But don't think that you're Elohim. like a real God. Because I'm afraid that even, as the Sefer Moshe Rabbeinu points out, even Moshe Rabbeinu, who was known for his anava, could also slip. And he has to be told, Elokim, only on Paro. Not anything else. And then he points out the famous pasuk in Yechezkel. You know, Yechezkel had the greatest levels of nevuah. Yechezkel saw the Ma'aseh Merkabah. He saw things that people didn't see. So the famous word that the Sefer Moshe Rabbeinu quotes it in Rashi, Yechezkel, Vayomer Eli ben Adam, Amor al Raglecha, Vadaber Oto. That Yechezkel is called ben Adam. Why is he called Ben Adam? It says Rashi. Ben Adam currently Yechezkel mitoch shiroha merkava. Ve'elach ben haliya mishamish bavki malachim. Ve'me'inka yulun isha el azeh. Nearly shall occur Ben Adam al b'shir shalot ei daito of merkava. The same idea. That Yechezkel saw what other Nevi'im didn't see. And of course, to hear that had that vision, it's very likely that he could become a Balgaiva as a result. So he has to be constantly reminded. Ben Adam. Because it's not an automatic that even somebody like Moshe Rabbeinu and Yechezkel, who are great people, can't slip in this area. Because Gaiva is such a delicate thing, and such an easy pitfall. But even the greatest men of history needed constant reminders on this point. The Sefer Moshe Rabbeinu points out an unbelievable thing. In two places in the construction of the Mishkan, the Mikdash, which instruction of the Mikdash were taught the importance of Anivah. There's a Gemara in Yuma, it points out in Yuthas Amad Aleph on page 8. Now we know the Kohen Gadol stayed in the Lishkas Parhedrin. That's where he stayed. So the Gemara wants to know, is the Lishkas Parhedrin in the south, or is it in the north? Okay. Why is it so? So the Gemara says originally it's Mestaber that it's in the south. Because the mikvah, the Shar HaMayim, was in the south. So it's Mestaber that the Kohen Gadol always had to go to the mikvah. So it's Mestaber that his room in the mikdash should be right next to the mikvah. Because if his room would be in the north, it would be a big schlep. And every time he had to go to the mikvah, he would have to go to the other side of the Mishkan, and it would be a big schlep. So it's Mestaber that, the Gemara says originally, it's Mestaber that his living quarters were right near the, in the south, right next to the mikvah. But then the Gemara changes about place. He says, no, last three lines. Kulehai. We meet and talk with Rino Kulehai. Alamalo! He says, no, maybe that's not true. Maybe we want to be Matriyahim. Maybe the mikvah was in the south, but maybe he lived in the north. And we wanted to make it a little bit inconvenient for him. Why? He will tell me how. Because, so he says, for two reasons. The Tziduki, we know that some of the Kohen Gadols were Tzidukis. They weren't the real deal. So this way we were able to weed out the fakers from the real ones. So it would be inconvenient, so the Tzaduki would probably say, I don't need this, and he'll just leave, you know. But if he's really sincere, so this would be a pest to see if he's for real. That's one idea. Inami shelo tazuch daitolo. Or, you know, the Kohen Gadol needs to realize that, you know, as great as he is, you know, he's not everything. And therefore, he has to realize that we're not going to treat him like with all the conveniences of life, because we wanted him to be a little bit humble. And if you have everything at your footstep all the time, that's very easily a pitfall for Gaiva. So the Gemara says, maybe in the Hanami, the Lishkas Parhedrin is in the north. even though it's very inconvenient now, because now the mikvah is in the south. But nonetheless, so we'll come to a daita. And there's one other point he points out, the Moshe B'Torah, a very fascinating halacha in the Rambam. We know there's a din in the Torah and Parsha Shoftim. You're not allowed to plant a tree in the Azara. And there's a whole discussion in the postgame when you're allowed to plant a tree in the patient. You know, in the shul, maybe that has been, you know, it's a whole discussion. So the Rambam Shita is that not only you can't plant a tree, but anything made of wood, you can't have in the base of Mikdash. That's also Mikwa. He says, "Ain bone and bone eats bolek klal." So if you can't have, if you want to make a balcony, it can't be made out of wood because that's a violation of losik halachah shera. El o ba'avanim o belaveinu mitzvah. So the Ravid argues with this. He says, "And the lishkas kohen gadol shall eats haisa." Wasn't the lishkas kohen gadol made of eats? So he says, "Ela kol eitz, ela eitz from mizbach Hashem." He answers Kohanim. Answers Noshim is Mutter. He says that it's not a raya. In other words, the raya of Shita is that you can't have an eitz. The only place you can't have an eitz is mamish near the mizbech. But by the answers Noshim, so you can't have an eitz. You can't have an eitz. So it's interesting that the Lishkas Pahedrin was made out of an ace. It was made out of an ace. So what's the pshat? So the Tosis Yomtiv on page 10. Wants to explain that the reason why the Lishkas Pahedrin was made out of ace is based on that same Gemara Yuma Yutes. But just like the Gemara Yuma Yutes says that we made the mikdash, the lishmas kahedrin was dafke in an inconvenient place. It was in the north. Now we have to schlep all the time to the south. So with the zuach daito, maybe the kohen gadol's quarters should be plain. It shouldn't be so fancy. The dafke was made shal eitz. Eventually, the tarish should also came today shal with the zuach daito alone, just like we matria him as well. And that you can see these Makoros in the Sefer Hamorsha B'Torah on page 1112, and he has one other Makor, and then we'll see, we'll tie it in with something else, and that is another unbelievable Chazal on page 15. Omrol David HaMelech Yishav Shasim Sefer Tehillim. When David HaMelech finished Sefer Tehillim, Zacha Daitola, so he felt good, you know. So there's nothing wrong feeling good if you accomplish something, but apparently there's a very fine line by feeling good and bordering haughtiness. So b'shach shasiyem sefer tehillim zochah daito olam amr l'fan ribonu shalom kum yesh dover ba'olam sh'omar shira k'moti. David HaMelech says, is there anyone in the world who could sing a shira like me? In other words, after he wrote this beautiful poetry of the tehillim, his damnos tardeh achas. So frog met up with David HaMelech. Amelo alta zuach daikolav shani omer shiri yosem yifal. He says, I could sing better songs than you. Al kol shiri shira shani omer shani nefshol alav shloshes alavim mashal. So this little frog said, you know, don't be so horny about it. You know, I can also do good shiras. So the Sefer Moshe B'Torah, he asked the Kasha, because there's another Chazal that says in the Pasuk in Tehillim, Shir HaMalos L'David on page 16, Hashem L'gov Alibi V'lo Romo Einai V'lo Salachti B'Gdolos U'Niflos Mimen. David HaMelech says, I'm not a Balgai, L'gov Alibi V'lo Romo Einai. So where is this referring to? So you take a look at Yerushalmi on page 18. Yerushalmi says, I didn't become a Balgaiva when Shmuel made me the king. The lo rambo einai, and I didn't. Well, I'm going to become a balgaiva to show sharatias golgas when I killed golgas. Who will have to be zola for show shalaisi b'orun? Yeah, el lo shivisi zamanti. So it seems here that David was very makbid on his gaiva. You take a look before you take our Moshe B'Torah on page 8. So the question he asks is, how come David was so makbid that he didn't become a Baal Gaiva when he killed Goliath and when he became king? So why by Sefer Tehillim was different? So he wants to kind of that maybe in Echanami, that turning point in his life, maybe in Echanami he was Nikshal and Gaiva beforehand. And the turning point in his life was when he bumped into that Tzfardeya. And he taught him a lesson. And all the other occurrences that he says, lo, you know, Gogol Einai, lo this, lo that, was only after that occurrence. And life, he says, close to Zohar, before Shah Gas, Ardelo, Zaha Daito, Gamma Safe to Hillum, the Gamma Shirosu, Amalo Gobo Libri, Ulam, Rashad Tarbin is there. So then he discusses that. But whatever the case may be, you have to see, you know, how it works out, the timing, but whatever case it may be, the point is that even David HaMelech, you know, even the great people need these extra precautions. Even the great people need these extra precautions. So then I saw one of the Hasidic Sfarim, an interesting shot. And after the Mikdash, after the Mishkan was put off on page 19, says, the Pasha Pshal is that people were bringing too much, right? Too much to the Mishkan. It's Marbim Ha'am Lahavi. So, the Sefer, Semach Hashem Tzvi, the Siddush Sefer, says that he thinks the Pshat is on page 23, first. Means that, you know, that's what he's given. Is that after they finished the Beit HaMikdash, Hashem is that they had more donations than they could use. He's saying they had more ego that they could, than they could use. In other words, people, you know, were proud, which is nothing wrong, but apparently it was a little bit much. And that's what they needed a tikkun on. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu says, al yasu ol. Meaning, he's talking about Moshe Rabbeinu in the premium aspect. Okay, you were proud, you had a right to be proud, you did good things, but, you know, cool it. You know, you have to draw the line someplace. And then he quotes the same idea in Lo Mirubchem, the Pasuk in Veskanan, Nikolonu Kasha Kiyatem Hama'at, and the idea is, as I'll say, the Kvansel is Mamayit Atasman, And the point being, Rav Osai, that nothing wrong with having a feeling and sense of accomplishment. Because if you don't have a sense of accomplishment, you can feel you're nothing and you never do anything. But there's a difference between a sense of accomplishment and being haughty and trying to show off and trying to look down on people and trying to manipulate people and trying to think. And that's the yisod here, about that. And that's the yisod. That the tzalo had to have an oliyot together. If there's no oliyot, the tzalo could take things too far. Because the tzalo is Shevet Yehuda, he's the most important. Oliyot is from the low class people, from Don, from the Shvachos. But tzalo always has to remember that, you know, as great as he, much as he can accomplish, you know, he's equal with oliyot. And he shouldn't take it too far. And as a Hashem in life, you should all be matzliach, and you all have a right to feel proud of your accomplishments. But it's a question of how to carry oneself. You carry oneself of lo gava libi, lo romo einai, or do you say that I'm the God? And everyone has to, even the greatest people, Moshe, Yechezkel, the Kohen Gadol, had to have reminders in the place where he dwelt, in the place where he stayed. You had to have those reminders that he's good, but he's not God. And he's a normal, he's a human being, and he can make mistakes, and he shouldn't carry himself in a way of haughtiness, of arrogance. And this is a timely message for everyone in life, because everyone can get themselves into a situation, Baruch Hashem, to be matzliach in learning, or in money, or in any avenue. And that could be a slipping slope for failure of gaiva. And we should always keep this in mind. And then, if you keep that in mind, then ultimately we'll have Hashrach Hashkina. Because the Mishkan ultimately, Moshe Rabbeinu says, He rotsa shetishra shkina b'masi yidekim, like Rabbi Selman was speaking about last night. You need anova. You need humility. Doesn't mean you should feel you're nothing. You should feel that you can accomplish, and you can contribute, and you can help. But it's just how you do it, how you carry yourself, what you say, how you interact with people, and that makes all the difference.